We'll start off in San Francisco.
Oh, stateside, huh?
Yes.
How about that?
The story actually comes out of...
Hold on.
Oh, gosh. The wrong show, buddy. Oh, wrong show.
You're going to San Francisco.
I believe this was like a big hit.
Like Once upon a
Scott
time.
McKenzie, I think, is his name.
Nice and melodic.
I think that was his name.
Don't know.
The story is actually a San Diego-based story, but the final ruling came from a federal appeals court in San Francisco. It seems a San Diego policeman was fired, and, well, the U.S. appeals court ruled that he was fired improperly back in 2001. The police officer who was in question, they will only name as John Roe in court.
Just say
records.
John Doe. Quit trying to be unique. John Roe. The next guy, John Toe.
Would you care to know what he was dismissed for?
No.
Okay, well, we'll move on to the next story then, I guess.
Slicing off his friend's finger.
No. He was selling videos on eBay. Videos of himself removing his police uniform and pleasuring himself. So the San Diego Police Department said, nope. Sorry. They fired him in December of 2001.
Isn't that illegal on eBay? Selling videos like that?
Is it? Well, not illegal. Maybe against the rules?
Well, yeah, against the rules of eBay.
Well, was it in 2001? Maybe it wasn't then?
I don't know.
I mean, or maybe you could donate kidney back then, I think, still.
Maybe they just... He put the video up there, and then they made him take it down. But they found out about it.
I don't know.
I don't know why you'd want to do something like that. Because it's going to be out there for a long, long, long time.
Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco said that the San Diego Police Department was unjust and firing the officer because his off-duty actions are protected by First Amendment rights to free speech. So it's okay to, on tape, shed your police uniform and go to town on yourself.
Playing with it.
As long as you're not on duty. Now, don't do it, you know, with a dash cam or something on your squad car.
Somehow that ruling just doesn't seem right, that it's okay to do that.
It seems
whether you're
to me
on
like,
duty or off duty, if you are a law enforcement officer...
Yeah, it seems to me like it's incorrect... Because he had the uniform on in the video. Now, if he didn't have the uniform on and wasn't shown, so you don't know he's a San Diego cop,
right.
Then I can see how they have no right to say what he should do. But, you know, I think that if you're wearing the uniform of your business, particularly when it's the police officer's uniform, whether you're on or off duty, you kind of should be upholding the stature of that position, should you not?
Exactly. Exactly.
Just
well,
like,
that's what he was doing, wasn't he?
Well, no, he was upholding something else.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't his stature.
Right.
But you, even though you're not on duty...
Because I'm assuming, police officers make a lot of...
You're under a different set of rules.
Police officers make a lot of extra money working at clubs, on the side. And they wear their uniforms, you go and just... Like at concerts, you see police officers, they're off-duty cops, they're making good money for basically standing around in their police uniform. I mean, obviously, if something does happen, they will get involved, but the biggest thing is it's a presence, and you would expect that cop is going to uphold the position and not, let the joint go on by.
Not flog his bishop
right.
in the middle of the Whitesnake concert.
Right, that's right. What you would expect, so I'm surprised by this ruling.
What? Big boy.
That does surprise me, too. And number